The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, it's Professor Kendra Evans.
You know how I was keeping such good count about how many weeks? What did we just finish 6 weeks?
This is six.
Yeah, end of week six.
We finished six.
Yeah.
This is six.
Oh, okay. So it would be better if you said seven, if I had miscounted, but I'll go with six. That's good.
Sorry.
That's progress. That's actually, that doesn't sound bad. Yeah, that's good.
Double digits.
That's a manageable number.
Yeah.
Opening day. This is a special holiday in the city of Detroit. And I know that Professor Hill Vasquez will be downright ecstatic to hear when I asked my about-to-turn-11-year-old, what do you want for your birthday? He asked me for a J.D. Martinez Red Sox jersey.
Ooh, he's coming along nicely.
He's coming along quite nicely. Where was the influence? So for the record, because I had no other ideas, that's what he's getting.
That's
anyway, continuing around the table, we're favored by our guest panelist, who's known only as Al Dente. Thanks for being around. Let's see what fun we can have. Dan and I were just talking last week. We look forward to meeting up and getting some fish at the Shrine Fish Bake.
They're looking for volunteers.
Got to work
They're
on that.
They're always looking for volunteers.
My teenager needs volunteer hours. He needs to get on that. Continuing around the table, of course, is Professor Dan Maggio from the FIRST organization.
Did you get free dinner with that volunteer work?
Actually, honestly, I think they get like leftovers, and it's a long night. It's like a 3-hour night.
But it's a worthy cause.
Yeah, it's a good cause.
And you can buy Girl Scout cookies. For those of us who don't care.
No. Multiple causes.
We're buying all our Girl Scout cookies from Kendra's.
For Kendra?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Don't worry, I have a lot of money.
Oh, well. That's good to know.
Budget is well allocated, you mean?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You should see our freezer.
Wait, so
it's the over-the-top cookie budget.
So is it possible, Dan, that in the past or maybe even recently you've purchased, let's say, a certain kind of Girl Scout cookie from multiple different Scouts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
these
right.
Peanut butter cookies are the best.
Oh, yeah, they are. And, well, Samoas are...
And then some Thin Mints after that.
High on my list.
Yeah, peanut butter, these Dosey-Dos, is that what these are? I don't even read them. Yes.
So good.
Who reads what they are anymore?
They're
open them up.
They're
and
really
go.
Outstanding cookies.
Really. They're good cookies. There's only like
they're
four of them in the box.
Dunkin' Donut flavors.
Oh, yes, that's right. The donuts have cookie flavors.
A
now.
Smart marketing.
Very smart
move
marketing
by the Girl Scouts.
We could just go on and on about Girl Scout cookies, but that would stop me from introducing Professor Jim Tubbs.
Yeah, I've just gained 5 pounds listening to this conversation.
All right, Jim. Which is your favorite?
Oh, the mint. Please.
You like the mints?
Oh, yeah.
Do you put them in the freezer?
Yes,
and get them
I
ice
do.
Cold.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And then
wonderful.
Pry them apart.
Oh, of course.
Eat them ice cold.
You can mix them into vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh, that
Lord.
Sounds so good.
They are delicious.
And really coffee.
Oh, my
Crunch
God.
Them into little pieces after they've been in the freezer.
I don't know whether it's a Michigan tradition or not, but a lot, not all. But a lot of our local ice cream shops around here open on February 1st. And it's kind of a big deal
really?
To show up. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one by us is like, we're back.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Wait, I don't think they opened where I live yet.
Oh, well.
That's why you should have moved to Berkeley when you had a chance.
I do like our ice cream shops implement that.
Well, ice cream shops are a time-honored tradition.
How are the rats in Berkeley?
They are moving
delicious.
On.
They're delicious.
Do you mix them? Do you mix them into vanilla ice cream?
We freeze them.
Says the voice of Professor Dave Chow of Berkeley, Michigan.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
They're, I don't know. My dad came back. He looked like he saw a ghost from visiting the neighbor last week. And I'm like, what's going on?
What?
He goes, they demoed the front porch. And when
they
got rid of a support that was part of the foundation. It basically just is opening the door for things to come live in the walls of your basement.
Oh.
And he goes, yeah, so that means we're next. And I'm like, well, at least you got a little preventative action, you know, going on here. You know it's coming. So
time to get the feral cat.
Yep. Oh, man, that's what you need more than anything. Somebody who I feel could know something about not just feral cats, but cats in general, it's Professor Mara Livesey, because your thing on the outside of your office is a little cat.
Yes, it is. I'm a proud cat lady.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Tell us about your cats.
I have two of them. One's name is Luna. She is a white calico. The other one is Jupiter. She's a black tuxedo. They're complete
red
opposites.
Dot? Red dot? No.
No.
I was hoping.
One's a cat, one's a puppy.
Oh, okay.
In personality.
I kind of would like a puppy cat.
I think
I've had diva cats in the past.
They're sassy. They're good too.
A cat sassy? Get right out of town. Continuing all the way around the table, Professor Heather Hill Vasquez is here from the Department of English.
Hello, one and all.
Hello. And how is... You said that you were going to give us some of the questions from your last quiz, but what was the quiz about?
I was joking. It's readings for my study of film class.
Okay. And this is the teenage apocalyptic nightmare. What is it? What did
kind
you call
of,
it?
I don't know. Does it take a superpower to fight That's inequality?
Right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. But there's a little bit of teen, or what did you say? I'm sorry, young adult post-apocalyptic literature.
Well,
right?
Yeah, because we watched Black Panther.
Okay. Okay.
So, yep. Wonder Woman, you know.
All right. Very
yeah.
Cool.
Kind of pop culture, you know. Yeah.
In my That's world.
Nice. Yeah, we're venturing into new territory.
It's interesting. On some of these snow days, they really struggle at my kids' school to know what to do during recess to keep the kids interested. And my wife muses the other day, oh man, I remember them bringing out the reel-to-reel and showing us like old Disney movies and stuff like that. Then we found out that my kids had been exposed to an old Disney movie. It was just
Which
like,
one?
Johnny Tremaine.
I mean,
when I say old, I mean before
wow,
I was born.
Wow, that's before,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. That's 50s, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did Herbie all the time. It was always a Herbie movie when it was snowy outside.
Well, where'd they dig that up?
So, Matt, you have yet to expose your kids to your childhood trauma? Darby O'Gill?
Darby O'Gill and the Little People, yeah.
Have you traumatized them with that yet?
I have not yet.
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to have to talk to you about that. It's pretty much the only scary thing from my childhood. Still scares me.
Is it like
scary.
Al Fresco and the Flying Monkeys in The Wizard of Oz?
It's sort of like that.
Don't mention those to him. Or actually, do mention those to him.
No, there's a very, very scary ghost, a banshee, in that movie that's pretty freaky. Freaky stuff. Speaking of freaky stuff.
Freaky stuff.
This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Someone's got to send us a set of 10 questions titled Freaky Stuff. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can find us on Facebook, or you could ask your smart speaker to play Ask the Professor, Detroit Mercy, Detroit Mercy Ask the Professor. We had an interesting Facebook post last week that I think a few of you responded to. Whatever you do, don't ask your smart speaker to play ATP. It starts going into all this stuff about adenosine triphosphate, and then things get interesting after that.
And so, what's wrong with that?
And nothing at all. It's the currency of the cell. Okay. Hi, profs. I hope all of you are well. Blow her a few questions regarding James Bond, 007. I hope you enjoy them. I'll leave it to Prof. Mayo to decide on a passing grade, 100%. Enjoy.
100%?
Long-time question submitter, Farrah Shimbo. We haven't heard from Farrah in a long time, but these are hopefully going to be some great questions. So thanks for sending them in. Okay, who knows stuff about James Bond, 007, beyond that the chemistry building here at Detroit Mercy has a room 007. What is Miss Moneypenny's first name?
Ooh, I used to know.
Oh, wow.
Gladys? Penny?
It's not. No, Penny Moneypenny would
Florence.
Seems a little
Catherine?
Bit too...
Gertrude.
Is no. it English? No. Very English.
Lisbeth.
It's sort of neutral English, I suppose.
Chris.
Oh. One is the same first name as a longtime office assistant in the chemistry building?
Jane.
And what's interesting is in multiple different movies, Miss Moneypenny has had different first names. So one of them is Jane. And the other is, I don't know, by some people's measure, the first female name ever bestowed.
Eve.
So Eve and Jane in multiple different movies. Pretty interesting.
That's right. The latest one, she's an Eve, I believe.
In the latest one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Still haven't seen, what was it? The last one was...
Spectre?
Oh, Spectre. That's right. That's right.
I have it on DVD if you want to borrow.
All right. What was the original Q's name and rank?
It would have to be a quartermaster.
It doesn't say. He was a quartermaster, but he wasn't either that or a commander.
So it was Desmond Llewellyn.
It was Desmond Llewellyn, yep. Mm-hmm.
I know that. Because we did a Highland Appliance commercial with him in the 80s.
Oh.
But beyond that...
Highland Appliance. Those were the
days. Electronic thing. Oh.
Start guessing military ranks.
General. Brigadier.
Major.
Major is correct.
Okay.
Did he come to Detroit just for the commercial?
Yes.
His Major Q.
Actually, it was one time revealed in a book. His name was Major Jeffrey Boothroyd. FYI, because there's an extra credit question, how long did Desmond Llewellyn live after the premiere of the movie The World Is Not Enough, in which his character actually retired?
1 year.
3 weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was killed in a car accident.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Because I remember my friend who was the art director on the shoot actually had him autograph like a Q doll or something like that. So.
They had a Q doll?
Yes.
An action figure?
Yes. Action figure.
Yeah, well, he certainly invented some nice stuff.
Oh, my gosh. So this isn't necessarily James Bond related, at least not directly. Ian Fleming was looking for a bland name to give his highly mysterious and action-oriented character hero. So he saw a coffee table book he had that was written by James Bond. What was the name of the book?
Was it something on ferns or something like that?
No, but you're
plants.
Not plants.
Furniture.
No.
Coffee
not
tables.
Furniture. Coffee table book about coffee tables. Partial credit, but that's not it. Nope.
On cats.
No, it wasn't on cats. However, it was an animal. It was about animals.
Frogs.
Birds.
Birds. Mm-hmm. Birds of the West Indies by James Bond. And that was enough.
Yeah, because Roy Finkenbein's name was already taken at that point. Can you imagine if it was Roy Finkenbein as opposed to James Bond?
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Who are you? I'm Finkenbein. Roy Finkenbein.
Bond, James Bond.
When
Goldfinger is trying to cut Bond in half with a laser,
ooh,
what does Bond mention that gets said evildoer to change his mind? I know everything about what?
Fort Knox?
Diamonds.
Mm, getting close.
Was it the code word for that?
The code word for his Fort Knox invasion.
Oh, gee.
That's it?
What was it?
Yeah, but what was the name of
it? Oh.
It was a baseball term.
Pitch out, strike out, foul ball.
It doesn't specify the laser. It doesn't.
This laser.
It does not specify the laser.
It's a baseball term, you said?
It's not. It's single, a foul ball. Double, fly out, triple.
Getting closer.
Home run.
There's only one thing better than a home run.
A grand slam.
A grand slam.
The grand salami.
Operation Grand Slam.
It really irritates me when they say grand slam home run, because it can't be a grand slam unless it's a home run. No,
yeah, the grand slam bunt just doesn't sound as epic.
Right?
You know?
Why do they say that? Mm-hmm. I know, I need to find other things too.
The grand slam wild pitch. Oh, that would have to be real wild.
Anything is possible.
It'd have to go into the street.
Oh my gosh. The origin of the famous line, Goldfinger, do you expect me to talk?
No, I expect you to die.
I expect you to die. What a lovely line.
What a lovely line.
No, I expect you to die.
So most good James Bond fans know that Bond's very first supervillain was called Le Chiffre. We know this better for the modern remake of Casino Royale. But who was the first actor who played Le Chiffre in 1954?
What was his name?
1954.
Very famous actor of the time from the early 50s. Yep. Initials PL.
Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre. Wow. Peter Lorre. Yes. And there was a, it's pointed out here, there was a stage show of Casino Royale from the very beginning, and Peter Lorre played Le Chiffre.
Well, did you ever see the Peter Sellers version? That was weird.
I mean,
it was like a comedy.
Comedy, yeah, that's
Casino
right.
Casino Royale. No, you think of David Niven. Wasn't it?
Oh, David Niven, excuse me.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, David Niven. Wait, you're getting Pink Panther.
Yep. Who was the Bond? Who played
that's
Bond
what it reminded me of.
Oh, gosh.
Sean Connery.
Done in the 50s. Wasn't that 50s? David Niven?
That I don't know. Maybe it goes that far back. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Let's look it up.
Mm-hmm. For Google.
Le Chiffre. I just like to say
1954 James Bond was...
Oh, Dan's doing the research.
TikTok.
I'm doing
He's asking the research, let's do this. Who are the two assassins who posed as room service waiters delivering La Bamba Surprise in Diamonds Are Forever? That's the stupidest thing I've ever said.
One guy was
La Bamba Surprise.
They call each other Mr. Blah,
Mr. Pink, Mr. White or something like that.
They had short glasses, looked like David Crosby.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Was it? Isn't it like Mr.
Remember
Brown?
Remember him flipping them off the balcony.
Was it some wordplay?
You've done some pretty good guessing here. It's Mr. Wint.
Yeah.
And Mr. Kid, but they refer to each other as those interesting names. The first names are never mentioned, not even when addressing each other or in the script, so it's just sort of funny. But this is kind of cool. You have a Bond gadget, or you might have a Bond gadget, in your cell phone. The first time this gadget was ever conjectured to society was as fantasy in a Bond film. What is it?
My GPS?
GPS.
Not GPS.
Oh, darn.
No. Something directly that you would use on your phone.
My oil slick?
Like an app?
The calculator?
Yeah. Not an app. It's a way to unlock some people's phones.
Oh, your fingerprint?
Fingerprint reader, yes. Oh, sure. Fingerprint reader.
Unless you get the new iPhone, which is facial recognition.
Use that? I don't use that.
I don't either.
It's cool. If you've got cool fingerprints.
What's a cool fingerprint?
And I don't know. Cool like, I mean, you have to be
one
unique
with lots
to be able
of
to
scars.
Knock it in.
Every fingerprint is unique, though.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, so, sure, but cool? I don't believe it. Like, I rub my finger across. I'm like, could anybody do this? Could you take, like, a dog's paw and be like, oh, that's...
Dog's paw.
I don't get a sense for why it's a secure
You could make it remember a dog's paw. Yeah.
That's probably
so
true.
Who was the 1954 James Bond?
This is saying it's Barry Nelson.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
With Peter Lorre and Linda Christensen. But they're saying it was a live TV broadcast.
Okay, well, there you go. That's what it says, live audience.
I've never
here.
Heard of this. So the David Niven was 1967.
Yes.
Okay.
That was after
Pretty
Sean
interesting. Peter Lorre has the Le Chiffre look now that I know what the character's all about in Casino Royale.
Who is the best James Bond ever?
Oh, geez. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
It's got to be Sean Connery.
But, I still remember when I was getting married, I had a friend of mine who was a professional, works at men's stores. She says, I want you to pick the right tuxedo. I want Sean Connery, not Roger Moore. So that was the...
Interesting, okay.
So the bow tie doesn't look like circus-like. That's
right.
All. So.
No ruffles.
Yes, no ruffles. Not going to be shot out of a cannon.
I got to say, Daniel Craig does a pretty good job.
True. He does. But his is a more complicated James Bond
than any of the earlier ones.
I
absolutely
like the
true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Depth is good.
He's multidimensional, which is nice.
Yeah,
he's not just the suave killer.
Well, and not to mention some of the other ones, like you said, it's like, he's almost like a superhero. He's never going to get hit hard. He's never got, Daniel Craig's been shot, thrown into a river. He's been hurt, fires a gun and misses, and he's aging. So it's all good.
Who was the only Australian who played Bond, and how did the film's director meet him? Be careful.
George Lazenby.
George Lazenby is the correct response.
Met him at a party, didn't he?
It's out of the ordinary. They were sitting next to each other in the barber shop.
The barber shop.
And Lazenby hadn't acted.
I'd still question that.
But he had Diana Rigg in the movie, so why did he need to?
Who needs to act when she can
I know.
Better,
so.
The only time James Bond got married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she
got shot
on her. Yeah, or she got shot. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Probably don't marry James Bond.
It's not safe.
It's
not a good idea.
Hey, life insurance. Oh, no.
But it really was the only one that had sadness in it.
It's true.
There was a lot of murder and killing in a lot of them, but this was the only one that really had a lot of sadness in it.
That's true. Except for we get up to Casino Royale or Quantum of Solace.
Until
things get really
complex.
Loses
his girlfriend there.
Oh, no, what about Skyfall?
Well, Skyfall, yeah.
I like Skyfall.
I mean, of the early ones,
it was
the
only
one.
I like Skyfall, too. I think it's
still Skyfall was, yeah. Skyfall
Speaking
was
of Skyfall.
Uh-oh, here we go.
What's the Bond family motto? Also the name of another James Bond.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Partial credit, okay.
Thank you.
So we're at the end of the movie, right? This is when that's introduced and they're
I think it's on the estate.
Yeah, yeah, it's over the door or something, over the mantelpiece.
When you drive into
on the gate.
Right,
abandon all hope.
I believe, just to give you a frame, it would have been a Pierce Brosnan era title to a movie as well.
Mm-hmm. A View to a Kill? No.
Gosh, I really hope I don't get this wrong. Was it the one with Denise Richards in it?
Oh, it's Christmas Jones?
As the nuclear technician? That was great casting.
Die Another Day.
Oh,
nope.
Does it have die in it? Does it have live in it?
The headline song was performed by Garbage.
Oh, I can hear the song.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought I'm giving
Hold on. I can hear Shirley Manson.
The original question was, what is the Bond family motto?
Yeah.
We're about Dog
close your eyes and think of England?
No. No, that's good, though. No, it's the world is not enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
What is the name of the helicopter in You Only Live Twice? It was on the side of the vehicle.
Oh boy.
The name of the helicopter?
Niagara Falls guided tour. No, I don't know.
Is that the Russians stole off the ship?
No, it's a diminutive for a female.
Little female.
Little something. You're almost there.
Little.
Little girl's name or woman's name that starts with N.
Nancy?
Nope.
Nanette?
Nope.
Nicole.
Nanette.
I don't know.
Noelle.
Little it's Nell.
Little Nelly. It was Little Nelly. Okay. P.S. It wasn't technically a helicopter. It was an autogyro.
Oh, that thing.
Sure.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You
know, I'm thinking of the rock.
Little Nelly, the autogyro.
Yeah, that's one. Was it Sean Connery wore that little helmet?
I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Which British peer is the only person to have sung the opening title in more than one James Bond film?
Shirley Bassey?
Yeah, it was Dame Shirley
Bassey.
Dame
Shirley.
She sang Diamonds Are Forever, Goldfinger, and Moonraker. Oh, God.
Now, I will admit, I do want Adele to sing the next one, though. She would be a perfect.
She's pretty good.
She'd be perfect. She's good.
She already sang one.
Yeah, but I want her to do more and more and again, yeah.
Very, very good questions, Farrah. Thanks so much for sending them in. We're all over the place and having all sorts of fun. We have some questions sent in from Anonymous.
Uh-oh.
It says the professor should be able to answer 5 of these 6. Also puts in parentheses, approximately 90%.
Approximately.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. There are 3 principal types of rocks. Could you name 2?
Igneous, sedimentary.
Not Stradivarius.
Stratified. Igneous.
Sedimentary.
Igneous, sedimentary.
Sedimentary. There you go, yeah.
The one where they get smushed.
I always forget.
Igneous or Ignatius or whatever it is.
Igneous. Sedimentary.
It's an easy one, isn't it?
You've answered the question. So igneous is from, what, volcanoes?
Volcanic.
Sedimentary is from the little bits that glom together. And then if you take either of those rocks and press
squish them together. Composite.
You get a casserole. What? I don't know.
Metamorphic.
Metamorphic.
But you got 2 or 3.
All right, got two or three.
Yep.
I always forgot that one.
So which one again is the result of solidification of molten magma?
Igneous
means from fire. From fire. Ignite. There you go.
Yes.
Lots of
I still like Ignatius. Stradivarius. You know that.
What am I thinking? The layers.
Sedimentary.
No, there's another term.
Stratified.
You think a 7-layer cake again, aren't you?
Like what you were saying. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Stradivarius, that's going to stick with me for a while.
And the Ignatius.
The Ignatius, that's funny.
So there are 3 eras in the geologic time scale. Could you name any 2?
Mesozoic.
Mesozoic.
We got it right. The answer is no.
No, they got it.
No, you don't understand.
I tried to do that before with Kathy, and I would get
Thank
the...
Thank you.
Oh, the dope slap?
No, she would give the little curl her... No, when she said something that she didn't really appreciate, which was pretty rare, she'd give you that the curl look. I got that once.
The twin daggers from those blue
eyes. She wouldn't say thick as a plank.
So the oldest is the Cenozoic. Mesozoic literally means in the middle, and lately it's
Neozoic?
Paleozoic.
Paleozoic.
It's the most recent in quotes here, you know. The most ancient rocks of Michigan come out where?
Come out
at night,
like
or
a
crop
location?
Out if you want
the
to
beach?
Think about it. Crop out.
Petoskey.
I'm looking for a place.
A river delta
on the shores of Lake Superior.
I'm giving it
shores
to
of Gitchigumi.
It's the upper part of the Upper Peninsula. So can you have an upper? Yeah, I guess both.
Sure.
Possible.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the peninsula
on Lake Superior?
Keweenaw. Okay. Every red-blooded Michigander should know that. Yes,
right.
I'm not.
The first discovery of oil, petroleum, in Michigan was in 1886. In what discovery was this made? Matt, if needed, hint. It's the starting point of the annual sailboat race.
Port Huron. Or was it the last couple
oil.
Years in South?
Oh, they start in Port Huron and they circle around Belle Isle and then go back?
They go back, I think, yeah.
Oh.
I think so.
Or what's going on with that one place in Southfield? The
what's
little Dun Scotus?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what
that didn't pan out though. They're not pumping any oil there.
Okay.
They're pumping oil in Southfield?
Yeah, they were gonna dig a church property.
They were surveying for it.
And the
sculpt that created, isn't even a church anymore.
It's
Keith Butler's, yeah.
It's Keith Butler's church.
Yeah. Mm.
I remember, like, back in the early 90s, CCS was thinking about moving out there at one point, or at least rumored to be moving out there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Glad you didn't.
So how do you think I feel?
Rocks contain evidence of past lives of organisms that no longer exist.
Fossils?
The familiar fossils. Term we use. Yeah. Yes, fossils.
Trilobites.
That's called tenure here, isn't it?
Grand Slam?
These were Grand Slam, partial credit.
Or Taco Cat.
These were all from John A. Doerr Jr. and Donald F. Eshman's Geology of Michigan from 1970. We all have a copy on our shelves, I know. Thanks for sending those questions.
Yeah, more questions.
The time has come. We've got a couple minutes left here in the show to be able to do our ATP favorites, and I neglected to write down a favorite. You know, here on our list, so I'll just come up with one and we can go around the table. What was a cherished childhood toy from your past? Or maybe a childhood toy that you still play with? I don't know.
I'm wearing it from your present.
Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs. Absolute classic. Absolute classic.
The Oxford English Dictionary.
She couldn't lift it, but what it's addition. Her favorite.
What addition. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's how you become an English professor. You get exposed to the dictionary at a very young age. Ooh. Where's the dictionary?
The OED is what she pressed everything to be flattened with.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Anybody else?
Big Bruiser.
What was that?
It was a wrecker truck that had a flashing red light on top, and it would pull this pickup that was damaged.
Very cool. Who doesn't like trucks?
I was super into the Sega Genesis handheld.
The first Game Boy.
It's better than the Game Boy.
It was better than the Game Boy. It was color, right? Yeah. That was a really big deal.
I just changed my mind because of that. The Atari 2600.
Of course.
Mm.
Of course.
We played that.
Was that the one with Space Invaders?
Yes. One joystick, one button, none of these other goofy codes, and we broke so many of those joysticks.
Yeah.
They were good.
Snap. Oh, awesome. Crud. We're in trouble.
Awesome.
I had a kitchen playset that my grandparents made.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Nice.
And that was really nice.
Yeah. Stuff like that is... My sister had a dollhouse that my grandfather made, and it was always like the most important thing to her. That sort of thing. You said your grandparents made it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Very, very cool.
Has anybody seen that little miniseries, Sharp Objects?
No.
Not.
One word, dollhouse.
We've got some research to do.
Dan's? What's yours, Dan?
Yeah, we're waiting for really Dan here.
You never had a childhood,
did you?
Legos?
How about Legos?
No, I didn't. I don't think I played with them when I was a kid.
Okay. I don't. Big wheel? Okay. Crazy wheel?
A bike. Probably a bike.
Oh. Bikes are good.
Bike's cool.
My bike took me everywhere.
Bike's your calling card.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it looks like we're out of time, and our time has come to say goodbye, Heather.
Goodbye.
Mara.
So long.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Ciao.
Dan.
Hey, farewell.
Al.
Adios.
Kendra.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile. Thank you.